I know you're not calling me because you ran out of money. We just talked.
We did just talk, and it's only been 11, well, it's, how many days was it? I mean, not many, just 13 days. Okay, it's only been 13 days. But it is out of money, and so something has changed. And it's just literally spending more money daily in a way that it wasn't before, although nothing's been changed on your account to cause that. So let me tell you what I'm looking at, and we can decide what you want to do about it. First of all, you know, in the 13, it basically just started spending more money daily. We've had you set for a very long time to spend $20 a day, but you never have. Now, any limit we set on it, Google can spend up to double. But in your case, it was always spending under 20 most of the time, $10 less. Once in a while, it'd go over 20, but rarely. Most of the time, very low. So I never was spending a lot. We left it at 20 because it wasn't using it up. And this time, something switched, and it literally spent, I'm going to tell you the numbers it spent each day. It's, you know, you got, the price didn't go up. It just spent more on a daily. And so it's either, can't really tell why that, except if more people are looking or Google's just deciding not to cut it off. So do you need that? Are you going to take that?
No.
Okay. So, for instance, yesterday, to give you an idea, yesterday I spent $31, and the day before, $12, day before, $14. I'm going to go back a little bit. $2, okay. $27, $5, $30, $9, $9. Then it was $32, $26, and $34. $34 was the day we first put the money back on last time. And so it's been high 3 days in a row, 34, 26, 32. Then it went back down a little. So it bounced around a lot, and it can do that. But at the same time, like when Google, if it's low, Google may go high to make it up. But so that's the bottom line. If you want to spend less daily, if now that it's finally hitting its max, you know, going up to the 20 and over, we can just bring your daily limit down to $10 instead of the 20. And that way the most Google should spend is 20. If it's set at 10, if they go over, they're only going to go up to 20.
Okay, but what, since we, you know, again, I really appreciate everything you do, and we really worked on this account because, you know, I was ready to throw in a towel with local slots a long time ago. But, you know, I was patient, you were patient, and we developed something. And so we are kind of on a roll. So, you know, the $1 million question is, since we've had something, you know, and it was working, why would Google all of a sudden go up to, you know, the mid, 30s? Actually a little higher than 36, you said. Why would they do that?
Okay. And it's always their option. Why Google does, you know, when they shut them off early, sometimes you're like, why'd they do that? When they overspend you, why is that? I don't know the why. I can just evaluate what yours has been doing for the longest time, and now it's suddenly changed. Well, Google's changing all the time, and I can see a way to rein it in, but. You know, as I said, but at the same time, you know, it depends on how you want to proceed. Because I told you before, like, if you were really set at $20 a day and that's all it ever spent, Google says that whatever your limit is, even when they go over, by the end of the month, they average, or the end of, yeah, at the end of every month, they say they're averaging it back out to where you're still spending that daily amount you agreed on, right? Well, pretty hard to be sure of that, you know, the way it bounces around. But at the same time, what was my point going to be? Okay. So I, you know, a long time ago, just wasn't spending as nothing. And then it started stepping up, and we got used to where it stepped up to. You know, 300 was at lasting you 3 weeks, and which is the equivalent of a $10 a day spend. And I say that because it takes 400 a month to meet $10 a day. So basically, you were averaging about $10 a day, even though we were telling Google you would spend 20.
Okay.
And so then all of a sudden, you know, they're going up, and it's bounced around a lot. Now I know, anytime it turns off, a lot of accounts spend high the next day, but still, that's just, you know, not anything unusual there. Because you have low days too. You have, even everything I read to you, there were some low days in there. And so they will bounce around. So it's kind of like this. If you were spending an average of $20 a day, that's $800 a month in ads. If you're spending an average of $10 a day, that's $400 a month in ads. So you've been averaging $10 all this time for at least a year that we've been talking, I think. I mean, we've talked for years, but I mean, it's been consistent in this one place for a while. So it's either it's moving faster and you're getting more, you know, it's spring and you're getting busier and it's working for you, so it's worth it. Or we just cut it back down and tell Google $10 a day so that the most they'll spend is 20.
No, okay. So two thoughts on it. If I let Google do, you know, 30, 35, this will go over 1,000 a month. So, the issue's not the money. It's what I see on my side. I'm always honest. I've been doing this for 40 years. I have nothing to gain by not telling you the truth. I mean, you know, we're kind of partners in this. I've actually seen it been really, really quiet, and I contribute that because of tax season. So, you know, like today, other than, you know, some spam garbage phone calls, I haven't gotten anything work-related whatsoever. It has been super, super, super quiet. And again, I just, you know, whatever. I mean, I've been doing this like for a long, long time. So I just kind of contribute to downtimes. And you and I talked about it, like Christmas time is non-existent, you know, because people are, you know, doing their house stuff and, you know, and that usually goes from like, you know, from Thanksgiving until, say, probably the end of January. Okay, these are things that I know. Tax season is the same kind of thing. It's slow for like a month, month and a half. This has been no different, and it's been really quiet. Again, I contribute to tax season. So by you telling me what happened, one is, I'm surprised, and two is a trust factor in Google. The names that we're using, you know, did they start charging me more money? The keywords,
right.
are they charging me more per keyword? Because, again, I hear you loud and clear, and it's not like I don't trust you. Honestly, I do believe you. It just makes no sense that we went 13 days, and in these 13 days, my business went the opposite way in the normal reality. And again, I'm not questioning that. I accept that because it's the tax season.
Right, but it's exactly right. We have to balance out what I'm telling you by numbers and with what you're actually getting as a result. And so let me do something else. I'm going to answer one of those the question you had in there. I have this open in two different places, and I'm going to compare the other cycle to see if that keyword was averaging more or not. I just think that they were spending it faster, but it could be slightly more. So let me find out.
Okay.
So that, now, there was a point where we were saying it was going 3 weeks, and the last couple of times they said, you know, it only went like 2.5, but this time was not even 2 weeks. So that was a shock. It was a shock to me too when I opened it. I check on you every few days or a week, whatever I think, to make sure it's running how I expect, and I project when I think it's going to get close to going out. I didn't expect it to be close yet. And so let me just change the date. The previous cycle was on March 24th. Okay. Let's just compare apples to apples here. So, now before I get into specific keywords, I'm just going to say, like today, seven clicks, no, not today, it actually overspent, yesterday, seven clicks averaged $4.49 a click. And the day before, six clicks, they averaged $2.07. Well, last month, the day was $3.16, and another day, $2.96. So, with the exception of this $4 day, they compare a lot the same. Now, I'm going to look at specific keywords and do the same thing with the actual search phrases, okay?
So, is the click amount for keywords, it fluctuates. There's no set amount then.
No, it could be changed from moment to moment. It's a bidding system. And so only Google's algorithms would ultimately decide the cost, but not just how well things are optimized, but how many other companies in that moment are on. Think about it this way. If you and lots of other customers are running Google ads, but everybody's got a different limit, and some people, there's turn off, their budget's out, or they're off, they don't work that day, whatever it is. And so you're competing and bidding against a different people all the time, or different numbers of people, different sizes of bids, and only Google's behind there actually controlling that. I'm just going to change this and look at the search phrases and get, if my page will hurry up and change for you.
You know what? It's still raining here?
It is?
Yeah.
Is it just starting, or when did it start?
No, it's been raining on and off, but mostly on for the last, at least 2 days.
Well, in Southern California, we're supposed to get rain tonight or tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but enough already. We're going to get to a point where the snow cap and everything's going to start to melt, and we're going to be right back to flooding again because all the, reservoirs are all filled.
Right. And then after that, then they say it's drought again. I'm like, I don't think you're catching enough of this water. It's like,
If I hear the word drought, if I hear the word drought or global warming, I'm going to hit that person.
Right? Because it's possible. Look at this winter was really, really wet.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Gaia Flooring, in this last cycle, since the time you paid to this time, your average cost per click was $1.36 this time on Gaia Flooring. And this is a different, and the previous time, the average cost was $1.63. So it's actually lower this time, that particular one. Now, wool carpets last time, $3.64 average. Wool carpet this time, $5.07 average. So wool carpet went up a lot. Guy went down, wool went up.
Medieval was the other big one last time we talked.
Yeah, so this time is $1.57 average. And believe me, when they say that, it means you might get a click in a moment that was really low, but you get another click that's higher, and they're just giving us an average. And the medieval last time was an average of $1.86. So medieval floors went down again. But the difference, average cost per click, how many clicks did you have though on medieval? Because it was never very many. Let me see.
Well, just kind of like the wool carpeting, I don't get any clicks on that.
Well, you did, but okay. So last time you had in that time frame, which was like I'm evaluating from March 24th to April 20th from last time, you had 24 wool carpet clicks. This time, wow. This time you only had 4 wool carpet clicks, but this is only a 13-day time frame too. This time, however, 10 on Gaia this time, 28 the last time. Okay, so somewhere you are getting less numbers. The only thing I could really pinpoint being higher right here is wool.
Which makes no sense on my end because in the last 2 months, actually 3 months, I only sold 1 wool carpeting.
Right. Well, you didn't have a lot of clicks. Well, okay, you're talking about 3 months, right? But I'm looking at a week, 3 weeks, and I'm breaking it down in that way. Yeah. Well,
okay, so, you know, I guess I don't like being in the situation that I have no control over, meaning Google. You know, I just do not trust Google. So I'm kind of wondering now, rethinking, is this overall worth it? Because one, you know, I periodically check. I don't click on any of my ads, obviously. I'm not that dumb. But when I pulled up random searches, I'm always on the front page. Okay? And then I see the ads. So if I'm on the front page already, and then the ad is there, I mean, how's that helping me except for just flooding that entire... In other words, I'm already there on the front page.
Sure. And that, you know, this is a thought. You could just try it without ads and see if you feel like your business is exactly the same, then don't do ads, you know? And then again, what you just said about being two places on the page anyway, you're bringing up a good point. And we talked about this before, about the area that you wanted to be in, but you didn't want to change anything on the ads. I mean, I know you wanted the whole U.S., but the ads themselves, we never changed. But you got a good point. Ads are good for getting you into some area that you're not getting in with your local listing. So really, you don't, I mean, some businesses they do. Not only do they double up, they triple up, and they, you know, are using other products too, right? All over the page. But if you're not really getting results from it, then there maybe is no point. You know, you could at least test it. So either one of two ways, either just don't do ads for you know, a bit and decide how that feels, and or change up your area. Let's look at, you know, running the ads in a different area. But you want people to come into your store, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's got to be within reason that something that you think, you know, the area that you choose to put it in is still, because you're set for 50 miles. Your radius right now is, your Google ads are showing in a 50-mile radius around your address, or around Belmont.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know that you're getting into every city. Think of a city right now, maybe 30, 40 miles away, that we can just do a check to see if your Google Business profile is showing on.
Yeah, and that's something, there's no way I could know, you know, how that, you know, if that is.
Well, you know your area. Could you give me an idea of some, think of a city that's kind of not right next to you, that's a little ways away.
Okay, how about Mountain View?
Okay, let me just do a search for how you're doing in Mountain View. Okay. So, first thing is distribution service in Fremont. Their name of their business is Gaia Flooring. So, let me look on the map section. Oh, well, you didn't come up that way. My suggestion, I have several. I mean, one could, you know, lower the daily, but, you know, you've been saying you still, for quite a while, even when it's spending, that you haven't really been seeing their business come in. And your Google, you're right, your Google business profile, if it's showing right on the searches you're looking at, that can be enough right there. It can be. So you could either lower your daily and stretch it out more, or stop the ads for a little bit, or if you're going to keep running the ads, maybe consider, do we want to change how your look, where it's showing?
Well, okay, but that's what I'm saying. So when you look up Mountain View, I didn't pop up.
Okay, now I'm not looking for Google ads. I wasn't looking for that. What I'm looking for is your Google business profile showing on the first page like it does close by you. You know what I mean?
But see, my company name is one thing, but I'm concentrating on product. So, if somebody in Mountain View typed in, you know, Beaumont Fine Floors, yeah, obviously I'm going to pop up. But,
sure.
But a lot of people don't, even though the company's been around for 40 years, don't memorize the name. So they are looking for product. So if I was in Mountain View on my computer and I typed in Gaia Floors, would I still pop up there? Because I'm paying for a Google ad, would I still not show up in Mountain View?
Okay. So if Mountain View is within 50 miles, your ads can pop up in Mountain View. Okay?
Okay.
But that was my point. But what I was looking for is this, in response to your question, when you see yourself in your own area and your Google business profile is coming up and your ad could come up, what's the point of the ad if you could have them click on your profile for free? So along that theme is why I was saying, okay, well then, if if we quit running the ads in Belmont and right there and ran the ads in some of your outer lying cities only that your Google business profile may not be hitting, which is not something I can see, you know, exactly, but it's another way of going about it, because Google ads help people get into areas that their Google business profile doesn't get into, besides just giving you more marketing. That's the other way they're used.
Yeah, but see, okay, I totally get it, but you might as well put a blindfold on me and let me throw darts on, because how would I know? I mean, I just picked Mountain View, but there's so many cities around there. How would I know if my regular profile is even in any of those? I mean, because I'd have to be physically in Mountain View and type in, you know, keywords and see if those pop up or if my profile even pops up. But how would I do that? How would I do that in Daly City or in Colma or any number of hundreds of different city names? How would I be able to make a decision if I had nothing to, you know, base it on?
Right. And really, you're right. I'm not going to be able to see it, you know, everywhere like that. But it's an option that we could name some cities that just by the fact that they're not as close and take the radius off. That's a possibility. If you take the radius off, and then we just name some specific cities. I mean, like you said, though, you know, honestly, it's either we can change how it's working like that. You know, because if you don't need it in Belmont, why have a radius around Belmont? We could put a radius around somewhere else, you know, or we could just name something else. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not comfortable doing that because I have no statistics, no facts to help me make that decision. In other words, what I would be doing for the next couple of months is just randomly picking cities and just seeing if it sticks, and I can't gauge that because, like I said earlier, I know why I'm slow. It's because tax season, and I know a lot of people got hit this year for taxes. More people owed. Okay, so I understand that and expect that. So I'm kind of surprised when you're telling me that, you know, we ran out of money, and I'm thinking, well, how, when is not doing anything because of tax season? And like I said, my phone's not ringing off the hook. It's not even ringing.
Right. So if they're clicking, that means they're shopping, even though they're not spending, you know. And so it's just, you know, I get it. You know, if it's not turning into business, then you might want to test it without them for a bit.
Well, see, and again, you know, I sound like doubting Thomas, but I have no idea. That's a good point you just made, that they're still shopping. So are they customers that are going to go up? I kind of go around circles because, and I keep asking probably the same questions because I don't have the answer and I don't know how to best guide myself in making a decision when it comes to Googles are always, is always changing, you know, and there's no rhyme or reason. Just like the wool stuff is like, oh my God, people are not even buying carpet. I made one sale and one installed in the last probably even 4 months. You know, I think the last one we did was at the end of the year. I think it was the end of the year last year. So we're not doing, and that's what we're known for is, you know, our wool carpeting, because there's very few companies do that. So that's what I'm saying. So it's like, how can we get any clicks if we're not doing any installation or sales on wool carpeting? The point I'm trying to make is, how can I make a decision when I can't get some type of track record, something, you know, some type of facts or a chart or a graph to look at it to help me make a decision? Because, you know, we've been doing this for a while now. We should see a good pattern to help guide me. you know, like graphs showing, you know, these are the bad months and these are the good months and this is kind of what's working, this is not. And I just feel that I still don't have that, you know, to make those educated decisions.
Okay. So, got it. So, you know, I've been giving you, I'm reading you numbers the way that I see them, you know, and,
yes.
And trying to, kind of explain what I feel they mean. And so, what it really comes down to is that it's spending more, it spent faster, but you didn't get more business out of it, okay? And so, you know, you have the option of leaving it the way it is. You have the option of letting me lower the daily budget so that it won't, that so it'll spend closer to what it's been doing. You have the option of not doing it. We just, you know, I can only go by you telling me that it is slow and nothing much is happening. And you make a good point that in your area, you know, your Google, you can see your Google business profile as well. But your ads.
Okay, so what I want to do then, we're just going to, you know, leave it alone and just do the 300, but I want to add a key word to it. I'm going to try something different.
Okay.
So what I want to add is, it's not by the brand, it's by a statistic type. So I'm going to tell you what it is and I'll spell it out. It's SPC flooring. So it's S as in Sam, P as in Paul, and C as in Charlie. And the word flooring, F-L-O-O-R-I-N-G.
So SPC is together, space, and then flooring? Yes. Would that be right?
Yes. So, you know, capital S, capital P, capital C.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. SPC, then space, and then capital F, flooring.
Okay.
And what that is what Gaia and Medieval Foundation is what that product is made out of their classification.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So let me try. It's kind of like using the word wool carpeting. So this is something I thought about. I do random searches myself and type in all kinds of things. And more people are using that classification to get to my, because they know what they want, but they don't know, say, like Gaia as the manufacturer name or Medieval. They don't know that. So they are getting more familiar with, you know, SPC flooring, because that's the category. It's kind of like carpeting, but I want wool carpeting or I want nylon carpeting. So they'll type in nylon carpeting and then, so they get what they want. So I'm going to try that and just kind of see where that goes.
Okay. So we'll add that. And let's see. Okay.
I was going to say, because I wouldn't question. So, like if you, when you told me it's only been 13 days, I said, yeah, but my phone's been ringing off the hook. I made all kinds of sales and stuff. Just keep it going. And that's what I would do. So that's kind of where I'm kind of, you know, questioning this overall thing with, because, you know, we're spending money, but nothing is working. So that's why I, you know,
of course,
acting like doubting Thomas, because, you know, I like to see results. And it's not the money. What's 916? Is that Sacramento?
Hold on.
Come on. Okay. Okay. What is it? So are you there now, or? What's that? Oh, okay. And what was the question? Okay, all right, I'm going to call you back on my cell phone. I'm just finishing up another call, so I'll call you right back, okay? Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Business first.
So I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
Okay, no, what I was going to say is that, yeah, I would not have questioned that. I'd say, well, great, you know, my phone, it's ready to keep up, you know. And so, yeah, I wouldn't question. I'd say, yeah, just keep load up another 3. But it didn't have that effect. And so I kind of, you know, again, I say this because, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, and I understand the up and downs and how the economy and things like that play an effect, because I am a high ticket item. And, you know, so I have like an insight on that. It's just, I just don't have a track record or a good understanding on Google. That's my big issue. If I can figure it out, then, you know, I would have planned accordingly along with you, but I do not. I mean, it's kind of like we're at their mercy. We put money into the slot machine and we pull down those levers and hope we're going to win something, when I feel like the game is rigged.
Got it. Well, I get it. And that's why, you know, because of the way you're looking at it and because of the results you're having, that's why I offer the option even of not doing it, as a test, you know. But at the same time, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to be adding the SPC flooring and the 300 again and follow up with you.
Yeah, okay, let's see where that goes. And, and I apologize to keep asking the questions, because I'm trying to figure out and how to, you know, it's like when you go gambling, you want to know all the rules and all the things, and you have some experience, you kind of go in, even though you know it's always against you when you gamble, it's always, house always wins. And so, but you try to go in with much knowledge. I just think I go do this with Google at a total disadvantage, because I'm playing the game. I have no idea what the rules are.
Got it. So you don't want me to change it down from the 20 a day either right now, right?
No, I'm going to look at it as just a fluke.
Okay. Okay, well,
because
we'll see.
You're right. It hasn't, this is the first time this has happened in the last year or so. So I just want to call it a fluke, and then I'll address it. If you said, hey, call me in 13 more days and say, yeah, it happened again, then I might rethink this. If there's no, because it's only been 13 days. So, you know, maybe I'll get an onslaught of phone calls. Then I'll say, okay, it was a delayed reaction. I just don't know.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll take care of this, and I'll be talking to you, okay?
So last question. So adding the SPC flooring, how long does it take before it actually is populated and I will see some results? Because in other words, if you call me in 2 weeks, I want to say, okay, yeah, we had 2 weeks, but if it takes like a week before it even gets populated and get out there, then I won't have a really true, way to measure that, because it's not, you know. So again, how long does it take before Google gets it out there?
Okay, well, we'll get it into your account by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you know, we added Medieval and you never got a lot from that yet, you know, not a lot.
Yeah.
But like you said, this might be, because it's not a name brand and more people might be familiar with this, it might take off in a different way. So
yeah, I, and So you think it will be out in the general public in about 2 to 3 days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Once we add it to the account, it's there. If people are typing it, it's possible.
Okay. Oh, so in other words, it can happen within 24 hours then?
It can, yes.
Okay. All right, well, whatever. You know, that's a good way. I just want to look at it and stuff. So, all right, so what I will talk to you, I guess, the next time I talk to you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we don't know exactly when yet. It's going to be 2 or 3 weeks. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.